We're holding at the end of Shemini Esrei, of Friday night of Leil Shabbos Shemini Esrei. We more or less finished the Inyonim of Shemini Esrei. We have to start, after we finish tonight Shemini Esrei, we'll start the Berichos Men Sheva of Leil Shabbos. But I want to go back, Beferat, again, that we're talking Chedesh Elul, go back to an Inyon that we spoke about, but we'll speak again about it. We spoke about why Shabbos is called Chemdas Yomim. In Shabbos, in all the Tfilis, in Musach Svard, we say in all the Tfilis, in Ashkenaz, in Musaf, Chemdas Yomim Oisei Kerasa. It says already in Rishonim that the Chemdas Yomim is based on Vayichulu. It says in Vayichulu, Vayichal Elikim, Vayoyim Ashvi, Mikom Melachta Yasharasa. So Vayichal, it says in Targum Vachomid, Zokte Avud Raham, and so it says in Dasken and Balatayswis that that's the reason that we say the Chemdas Ayomim, because the Taich of Ayachal is Nichseva Vegam Kolso Nafshi, a lotion of Klois Anefesh, and therefore Shabbos is Chemdas Ayomim. So that means that Shabbos is the Chemda. Shabbos is the Chemda of all the days, and we explained it when we learned Chemdas Ayomim Barichos, what it means that Shabbos is the Chemda of all the days. If this is Pshat, it should say Vayechal Elokim Es Yoyim Ashvi, not Vayechal Elokim Ba Yoyim Ashvi. If the Vayechal, the Chemda, is going on Shabbos, then the Lashon should be Vayechal Elokim Es Yoyim Ashvi. So why is Shabbos called Chemdas Ayomim? Because Vayechal Elikim, if the Chomet is going on the Yom HaShvi, then the Pasik's Loshen is a Shver Loshen. In other words, his Kash is on the Rishonim, his Kash is on the Targum. How do you touch Vayechal Elikim by Yom HaShvi, that it should go on Shabbos? It should have said Vayechal Elikim as Yom HaShvi. And Abshem Kluger says a new Pshat, a Neuredike Pshat, which will give us a new a blick on the ganze inyan of Chemdas Ayomim and our Aveda of Shabbos. The Rebbeinu Shalom created the world for what reason? Why did the Rebbeinu Shalom create the whole world? Only for the Adam. The Adam is Be'etzem, the Tachlis Abriya. The Adam is the Kavana of the Briya. As it says in Chazal, Bereshis Bara Lekim, Bishvil Yisrael, Shanik Reshis, Atem Kruim Adam. The Tachlis Abriya is the Tchilis Seif Maisa B'machshava Tchila. The last thing the Eibishter vashaft in the world is Vayivra Elokim Es Adam, Seif Maisa B'machshava Tchila. The whole Tachlis Abriya was in order to create the Adam HaNivchar. Why was the Chemdas Adam, the Briya, the Adam? Because the Adam was supposed to be what the Adam was supposed to be, La'avda L'shamra. Azevi, the Adam was Chata. The Adam lost his Tachlis. That Tafkir of bringing Chemdas Abriya, that tachlis of bringing the tachlis of the Bria, once the Adam was chayte, the Rebbeinu Shlom wasn't chaymed that Adam anymore. He didn't want the Adam ha-chaytas, he wanted the nefesh ha-yokor, the nefesh before chet. Zog the heilige Rav Shlomo Kluger, a heilig word, aber mens kommt die yoy ma Shabbos. And the Gemara tells us, im sech de Shabbos, in perikol kisvei, daf kuf yud chesam et beis, kol ha-shoymer Shabbos, kil chosay, moichlen loy. And it says, "Kol ha'bispal be'Shabbos va'omer va'yichulu shnei malachei ha'shores seyanim v'sar aveinech v'chatos chotei chupar." Zetmin on Shabbos is nimchol dechet, meaning not is nimchol dechet. We know the Tazus kasha. How do we say nimchol dechet without tshuva? It means that on Shabbos we have a kasher to before the chet. On Shabbos a person goes back to a different madrega. On Shabbos, even though he does tshuva, he's still always after the chet. Shabbos, a yid with koyach ha-tshuva, goes back to a matzev that has a shayches to the Adam HaSholim, to the rechtige mensch that the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted in the Bria, the person before the chet. Zogt Rav Shlomo Kluger, a hafle de ketaych in posik. Vayechal elekim bayoim ashvi malachtoi asher osa. Who's the malachtoi asher osa? Malachtoi asher osa is the Bria. Who's the Bria? The Adam. Vayechal Elokim b'yom ha'shvi, on the Shabbos Kodesh, the Eibishter is chaymed the Adam. That's when the Adam has back chemda. Those are the taich vayechal elikim bayoy mashvi, and that's what it means, chemdas ayomim. Chemdas ayomim means that the person is the chemda because of that. It goes on the person is the chemda. Why is the person the chemda? Because the person on Shabbos comes back to the madrega of before the chet. Thus is the nekuda of Rav Shlomo Kluge in Pshat. Two meirudike fadinst. We have a fadinst, we have a revach. Taich in Vayichal Elikim Bayoy Mashvi. Where does the Vachamad come from? Bayoy Mashvi. And we realize that the Malachte Asher also goes on that. We will come now with this word of Rav Shlomo Kluge and say, Kama Pshotim in Leil Shabbos Diketvila, to make a Siyum on Leil Shabbos Diketvila. Atoki dashto es yom hashvi lishmecha tachlis maisei shamayim va'aretz. We learned when we learned this beracha a few weeks ago, many weeks ago, we mitzvah on the word tachlis maisei shamayim va'aretz. Now we know what tachlis maisei shamayim va'aretz means. Based on Abshalom Kluge, the tachlis of the Bria was the Adam. The tachlis of the Bria was the Adam. The vayivra elikim es ha'adam, the seif maisei v'machshava tchila. When is that tachlis of Adam come to its tachlis? When is the day that we have the tachlis of the Adam? That's on Shabbos. It's Atokidashta Siyoy Mashvi Lishmecha Tachlis Maisei Shamayim Va'aretz. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the tachlis of Maisei Shamayim Va'aretz because the Adam comes back to his original state. The Adam is Lamailo Michet on Shabbos. The Adam comes back to Adarga. That's Lamailo Michet on Shabbos. Now we understand why also Shabbos is a Yom Menucha. We spoke last week, the week before, where does the Menucha of Shabbos come from? It says, the Rebbe gave us Shabbos, V'nucha ba Yisrael Mekadshei Shemecha. Where does the Menucha of Shabbos come from? We know that it says by Adam Rishon in Gan Eden, V'yenicheyu. It says, the Rebbe Rishon put him V'yenicheyu. Chazal tell us on V'yenicheyu is a lashon of menucha. Chazal teach us vayanicheu began Eden laavda uleshamra. Vayanicheu is a lashon of menucha. What does it mean? Vayanicheu is a lashon of menucha because when the Adam is the Adam Hashalem, that's when he has menucha. Menucha from everything. He has menucha from everything. I saw this Shabbos in Nebuchadnezzar avert, which we have to say over b'negeya the menucha of Shabbos. We learned this week in Chumash. El amenucha ve'el anachla. So the Heilige Rashi, what's menucha? Shiloi. Shiloi is menucha. Why is Shiloi menucha? Why is Shiloi called menucha? So the Avnezer avert, it mamish opened up my eyes to a new bechina. We see in the Gemara tells us on Shiloi, Shiloi is nechal b'chol aroya. All other places you had to eat only in the mechitzes. Shiloi was b'chelka shal Yosef. Yosef kidesh es einov. Is nechal b'chol aroya. What does it mean that's nechal b'chol aroya? Let's understand what it means nechal b'chol aroya. Nechal b'chol aroya means that the kedusha of Shiloh was nispashet not in a chayme, out of the chaymes, and it was nispashet b'chol aroya. What is the? Why do you always need a chayme and Shiloh not need a chayme? Zaktavneneze apashet nekuda. What was the chayme there for? Why is there a chayme? The chayme is a chayme till here the kedusha goes. And in here, no chitzenim could come in. No klipes atoma could come in. There's a wall between me and the world. Here I'm in the chayma of Kedusha. It's a chayma between me and the world. The world can enter here. That's what the chayma does. The chayma is a physical chayma, but it's a ruchnistic chayma. Your mekadosh within the chayma means, here is a mokim kadosh. Chitzenim kaiches atoma don't have a kaiach. That's why you could eat Kedusha. Shiloh was nispashet chutz lechayma means that chitzayim wherever you were never able to come near you. That's what Shiloh was. Shiloh you could eat without a chayma means that even though there's no chayma, where I am, I have peace and quiet. Nobody could come near me. Dozok davnenezer means menucha. That spitz menucha. If wherever I am, nobody could enter me. Nobody could come next to me. Nobody has the right to touch me. I have protection from the Yetzirah wherever I am. Dos eist menucha. A half of the kinekuda why shila is menucha. That means the following. Yosef kiddush es einov. Yosef did not look where he shouldn't look. So memeile ficha necha b'chol aroya. We are going to add to this avnenezer now a new blick. The Heilige Imre Emes asks a Meredike Kasha. Chazal tell us, Rachel Imenu went in front of Esav, and Kevinu didn't want Esav to look at Rachel. So what did he do? He put Yosef in front of Rachel. First of all, if we say over such a Chazal, we have to understand it's a bit modern. Rachel given as a kleinchike, Yosef given as a greise. What does it mean? First of all, physically, how did it work? Rachel was smaller than Yosef, Yosef was higher, wider, and lama zogna as ya. Lama zogna Yosef again, ze a greise mensch, and Rachel given a kleinchike, and imele, he blocked her. And Yosef and Rachel couldn't go and look behind. I mean, Yosef and Rachel wasn't smart enough that the standing two people, and one is blocking the other, he'll look from behind. What says Yosef Atzadik blocked? How do we understand such a zach? Zok the Heilige Imre Emes, Neurotiki Diburim. A person who doesn't look at what you're not allowed to look, those who are not allowed to look at him have no koyach to look at him. Finish the word is a physical chayme. It's a ruchnistike chayme, Yosef. Yosef Shekidish Esenov. Yosef who's the metzias of never looking out of where you're not allowed to look. Yosef who's that metzias. We look at these things as something out of our reach. That's not shy that somebody shouldn't look at what we shouldn't look. I say it over Gesedah, but Zafasi Bezong Nochamol. Moran Agoyin Agod La Kodesh, Ramesh Feinstein Zechat Tzadik Leverocha, told the Yid is still living. He was with him in the ambulance one of the last times he went to the hospital, and he told him he doesn't know why the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't took away his Riyah. So if Yomov, he came out, couldn't see. He never in his life saw something that Alpi Allah in Allah to see. And Zoyt Ramesh Alain Gezokt of Zich. They never in his life saw something not allowed to see. Is Nochamol. Is Yosef HaTzadik? Versteht mich schon. Was Yosef HaTzadik meant? Yosef HaTzadik meant he never went out of the Gidre area. Never. So if not something is never goes out of the Gidre area, the area has no koyach to be shoylet on him. That's why Yosef was able to protect Rachel. Not physically protect Rachel. It's Mimitzius. Now we understand Avner Nezer's word on Shiloh. Half of a fella. What is Shiloh's menucha? That wherever you are, the chitzonim can't come to you. Why? Because Yosef was kiddush es einov. So since he was mekadosh es einov, so it's necha b'chol haraya. Because nobody could come near him. Because that's the midah keneged midah. Thus is the menucha of Shabbos. Shabbos, you have menucha of the Yetzirah Shabbos. Where do you get menucha of the Yetzirah Shabbos? Because Shabbos, we go back to that darga of before the chait. Shabbos, that's chemdas hayomim. Like we just learned a new pshat nechemdas hayomim. We go back into the state of being the person that we wanted you to be. And that's the person that's vayanicheyu began eden la'ovda la'shamra. And every Shabbos, a yid has a yecheles to feel that he has menuchas gan eden. What is menuchas gan eden? You say, I'm not saying any chedushim. If somebody says that I'm saying chedushim, that where do I take such a lashon? Where do I take it from? It says beferish lo melanen amoyed kizach tad ayil shabso. When it comes in the heilige Shabbos, iu siachtas vispashas misitra achra chol dinim misadrim mino. All the dinim misabrim kol shetuni rugzin emarad the dinim kulo arkin. All run away misabrim mino. Why did they run away from? Where did they run away? That's because when you come to that kedusha of Vayanecheu began Eden, of course the clipper runs away. It runs away from you, like we just said. They don't have a right. That's menucha. Menucha means they have no right to come in your dal damis. They have no right to come near you. That's what it says in Kigavna, that they run away. Kula arkem isabrumino. So that's the dargo that a person could reach on Shabbos. That's the menucha a person can reach on Shabbos. The ultimate menucha, the menucha of Shiloh, the menucha of Shiloh, the menucha of having menucha of the Yetzirah. Why? Because we just understood a noon deher in Shabbos. Shabbos, we go back to a dargo before the chet of Adam Rishon. Shabbos, we go back to that madrega. That's the vayechal alekim b'yoy mashvi. He had a tshuka to the Adam b'yoy mashvi. Because we get back to the Adam asholim. That's the darga of the Va'adim Asholim that comes back in the Yom HaShvi'i. If it's so, and we understand this Nekuda, let's go back and understand again what means Yismachu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos v'keirei Einek am mekadshei Shvi'i kulam yizbu v'yisangu mituvecha. What is this yizbu v'yisangu mituvecha? Which Svi'ah and which Einek do we have Shabbos? If we realize that Shabbos we are in Gan Eden. If Shabbos we realize that we go back to a darga of Ayanecheu beGan Eden leOvdo leShomro, that's where we go back Shabbos. That's the oinig of Shabbos. We said over when we learned this last time that it says in Svarim Hagidoshim, Svarim of More de Kabbalah, that oinig is Rosh Tevis Eden nor Gan. That has to do taka with the Gan Eden oinig. Eden nor Gan. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is Eden nor Gan. And we go back, the person gets back to a certain takona of Adar Masholim. So then we go back to the Oz Tisanagal Hashem. That's the Oz Tisanagal Hashem. So we have to still to the Agdom of Mesil Sisharim, the beginning of Mesil Sisharim, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Daf Nechom Fange Nochom of Mesil Sisharim. What's the beginning of Mesil Sisharim? Loi Nivra Adam, Elo Lisanagal Hashem. That's the tachlis of the person. Oy bazoy fashteit min as is tachlis meise shemayim v'aretz. Kodif loy nivra adam elo lis'aneg al Hashem. That's the tachlis. And on what day do we have the lis'aneg al Hashem? On which day are we zoyche taka lis'aneg al Hashem? On which day are we zoyche the richtige tainuk? That's the shemre Shabbos v'koyre oineg. That's yizbu v'sangu mitu v'echa. Shabbos we have the oineg of os tis'aneg al Hashem. So we have a newer understanding why it's tachlis ma'ase shemayim va'aretz. That's why Shabbos is tachlis ma'ase shemayim va'aretz. Because if tachlis habriya is the oz tis'aneg al Hashem, and the only time that a person can come back to that oz tis'aneg al Hashem, to the original state of the briya of a Adam in Gan Eden, tayanecheu beGan Eden le'avdo le'shamra, that's the menucha of Shabbos. That's why malachis are also on Shabbos. Because le'avdo le'shamra, it says in Medrash, le'avdo b'mitzisesa, or le'shamra b'mitzisloisesa. That was the work on in Gan Eden. Shabbos, the le'avdo le'shamra, is also mitzisesa, mitzisloisesa. Zachar is koilel all the mitzisesa. Shomer is koilel all the mitzisloisesa. So that is what Shabbos is. Shabbos is mitzisesa and mitzisloisesa, not physical work. That's the menucha of Shabbos, of not doing malacha Shabbos, because in Gan Eden there is no malacha. Then in Gan Eden there's no malacha, and that's the koyach of Shabbos, to go back to that state of Gan Eden, and that's where we take the avodah of Shabbos from, to have the nekuda of Shabbos, to have the la'avdah, the shomer, the zocher, and the shomer, zocher b'mitzisese, and shomer b'loisese. So I'll call upon him, based on this word of Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, which we heard, dvarim mechudoshim, in chemdas ayomim, from there we took it a little bit greater, to understand a little bit more the whole Nekuda of Shabbos Kedish, and to understand more the brachos of the Tefillah of Leil Shabbos Kedish. For this, we will end just with one Elul Dike Nekuda. We know that Elul is Merumes in Ani Ledeidi Vedeidi Li. The Heilig Avnei Nezer asks a Merdike Kasha. Shemois Achadoshem Alu Mibovel. Vesteit Nechazal. If Elul is Merumis in the Rosh Tevis of Ani Ledeidi Vedeidi Li, which is brought in everybody, what's the given till then? How did we know Ani Ledeidi Vedeidi Li? How did we know this Remez if Shemes Chadashim only came to Bavel? So what's Bith Bavel? Nobody knew the void of Elul. Nobody knew that the void of Elul is Ani Ledeidi Vedeidi Li. A very interesting Kasha from Eilig Avnenezer. Zok the Avnenezer, the Kasha Nishka Kasha. Because Elul is Chedish Hashishi. That's what it was called until we came from Bavel. Elul was Chodesh HaShishi. Tishrei was Chodesh HaShvi. Everybody knows that Shishi is Mechen for Shvi. Shishi is Erev Shabbos, and Shvi is Shabbos. Izoi bazoi, in the etzem name of Shishi and Shvi, zogt Avnei Nezer, hot mishoim fashtanen, the avoida of Shishi Mechen l'Shvi, hot mishoim fashtanen, that the avoida of Elul is Shishi, and the avoida of Rosh Hashanah, of Tishrei, is Shvi, and everybody understood from the words of Shishi and Shvi, that Elul is Mechen l'Tishrei. That's the word of the Heilige Avnei Nezer. But in Ani Ledeidi Vedeidi Li, the Mishneh Berurah brings that it's Merumes in the fear Yuds at the end of Ani Ledeidi Vedeidi Li, the 40 days between Elul and Yom Kippur. As I state in Mishneh Berurah brought, the Chedusherim, as I bring the Beis Yisrael from Chedusherim, that the Yuds are Moira on something else. And the Kuda is because it's a bit shver the Mishneh Berurah, because Ani Ledeidi Vedeidi Li, pastus only goes on Elul. And from the Mishneh Berurah, we suddenly are taking the Ani Vedoidi Vedoidi Li all the way till Yom Kippur. It's Kenzan Yo. We have to be Ma'oder when the Vidoy Dili starts. Others learn Elul Zanil Vidoy Dili. From Rosh Hashanah starts the Vidoy Dili. This is Nishklar in Svarim when, how you split Zanil Vidoy Dili Vidoy Dili. Over the Beis Yisrael brings the Chidushanim Adova Nifla that the four Yuds go on the four Shabboses of Elul. Shoftim, Kiseitze, Kisova, Nitzovim, Vayelech. The four Shabbosim that we have in Chodesh Elul doesn't defeat Yudin. Why? What's meant that it doesn't defeat Yudin? I found in Sefer Toldos Aaron from Rab Aaron Zhitoma, a Talmud Muvik from the Kedushas Levi, that he brings B'Shem Kadmeinim, that the Iker of Elul is the Shabbosis of Elul. The Iker Zman of Elul is the Shabbosis of Elul. Thus is the Iker Avoid of Elul. Avada, the days of Elul are very Choshuv. The days of Elul are Grois Etek. Over the Iker Avoid of an Elul, that's Negeya for every person, is a person's Shabbos in Elul. And after everything that we spoke about Shabbos, I think it's very Muzber why the Shabbosis of Elul are so important. Because Hadova Poshet, if Shabbos is an Eis Rotzein, if Shabbos is always an Eis Rotzein, Akolchach the Eis Rotzein in an Eis Rotzein, is Zichik Gresa. If they say it in the right Sprach, if every Shabbos by Mincha is Rava the Raven, because every Shabbos is Eis Rotzein, and by Mincha becomes Rava the Raven, the Shabbos is an Elul, the whole Shabbos is Be'etzim a Rava the Raven, because the whole Elul is Eis Rotzein. But there's a lot more than that. Because a person's koyach, to come back to Rebbeinu Shalom, is much easier when a person is rain. I saw today from the Heilig Avner Nezer Avot, because there's no other reason to see it if not to give it yenem. The Heilig Avner Nezer Zokt Avot that I never saw, and it was given by me Apella. What's the Indian from Sliches before Rosh Hashanah? Morgen de Fri, steht in Shulchan Aruch. Ad svardem zogen sliches morgen de fri. Elul, they say sliches. The Ramo says onu ein neugen kein. The heilige Kleusling Begarov says that the onu ein neugen kein only goes on the amiras as sliches. On the mashkimen an elul steht nicht onu ein neugen kein. The only difference between svardem and Ashkenazim is only if you say sliches or not. Aber auf steif atugz elul steht in Kleusling Begarov of them steht nicht in Ramo. Onu ein neugen kein. Of them darf man weiter neugen sein, maschkimen ba schmeres. Stam ante santa ara. Aber was ist der Ingen von Sliches Pfarrer Shoshana? Man kommt Rosh Hashanah, darf man beten Mechile. Sagt der Heilige Avner Nezer, am Meure dike Wort. When a person is in Schmutz, he can't do Tshuva. He can't do Tshuva. In Schmutz, it's hard to do Tshuva. So es kommt Rosh Hashanah, and we'll have Schmutz on ourselves Rosh Hashanah. How do you do Tshuva? The Rebbein Shom gave sliches before Rosh Hashanah, that you should be able to do tshuva Rosh Hashanah. A half of the kinakuda. But after a little of vashem for Rosh Hashanah, that you should be able to do tshuva Rosh Hashanah. That's the sliches before Rosh Hashanah, is a bissel slicha in order that we should be able to do tshuva. Tshuva is a madrega. Tshuva is a haveda. You can't come from tshuva from the darkness. You have to start washing yourself off before you can really do tshuva. It's the sliches before, is the nikius that gives the person the brayer to do tshuva. We will take this word of Avnenezer and understand why the Shabbosos, if we realize how great the Shabbosos of Elul are, and we realize that the Shabbosos of Elul are taka abyssal on chet, we go back to a darga of renkite, the Iker Aveda of Achona is taka in this manner when we're margish abyssal nikius on Shabbos, we're margish abyssal renkite on Shabbos, thus at this manner when a yid could be medabek zich in the yud gimel midas from Elul, in the rachmim from Elul, in the aliyah from Elul, in the ir miklot from Elul. If the Arizal tells us, like we said this today over, and the Arizal tells us that Elul is the ir miklot, ina liyodai v'samti l'chamokim, rashatevis Elul, that Elul is the ir miklot, everybody understands that Shabbos, that a person goes into Beis Gnozov, is much easier to have a miklot. Is the miklot from Elul, the place to find the klita on Elul, the place to run away Elul, is al koponim, if we use the Shabbos is the way it should be, kemen zoiche zayn zich zigreten of an heiligen tog from Rosh Hashanah, and zoiche zayn zaksiru achsimet heuven.